And we have I just set my agenda down. It looks like we're up to Big Snowy Mountain MWA. And yep. A little different, we're talking Killam property.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, our last item is again, another endorsement. This would be for the Big Snowy Mountains Killam Ranch acquisition. This would be endorsement for acquisition of the 8,380-acre property known as the Killam Ranch. The property sits along the southeast foothills and grassland habitats of the Big Snowy Mountains. It contains a mix of ponderosa pine, Doug fir, Rocky Mountain juniper, and aspen forest habitat, along with mixed foothill grasslands and 4 miles of Spring Creek and associated riparian habitat. It supports high value wildlife habitat and provides critical winter habitat for elk, mule deer, and antelope, and supports 22 species of concern. The property adjoins the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest, the BLM's Twin Coulee Wilderness Study Area, as well as the Choate Air parcel that the commission endorsed for potential purchase in August. Obviously the acquisition of this property would provide access to the land itself and also into the public land, into the Snowy Mountains. So a large area of public land would become accessible with this. Again, this is at the very beginning stages. Our biologist over there, Ashley Taylor, has been in contact with the county commissioners already. Just last night, they obviously, it wasn't a formal commission meeting, so they appreciated being informed. They didn't make any support or not support at this point, but they have been informed, and we would continue to work with the county commissioners as well as the neighboring landowners on this project if it goes forward. So with that, we're asking for your endorsement, and we would, with that, we would pursue all of our normal due diligence activities.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald.
Go ahead, Shane.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate your deference on that. You know how I feel about these particular projects in the Snowy Mountain WMMA, so I appreciate your graciousness. I move the commission endorse the proposal to purchase the Killam Ranch, allowing FWP to conduct further due diligence analysis and public review.
Second.
A motion and second. Comment from the commission before I send it out for public comment.
Mr. Chairman, this is a piece that we had talked about before that runs up, I believe, next to the Schroeder property that we are looking at. Is that correct, Mr. McDonald?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, yes, that's correct. It's adjoining. Those two parcels were previously part of a single ranch. I believe it was called the Allen Ranch that was split, and now is both pieces are potentially available.
And I understand there might also be a third one in the future. So I think this is a good project, creates access, and also will block up and make a fairly good size WMA. Again, with our comments previously, please talk with the surrounding landowners and work with them to answer their concerns as this moves forward.
Yep, I will pass that on.
Well, appreciation to Mr. Killam for his willingness to visit with us. It's very generous, and I know that he has a strong attachment to this land and this area and the land in this area. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that, you know, when we started the discussion of the Choate Air property, you know, local biologist Ashley Taylor and with the assistance of primarily Region 4, just did an amazing outreach effort. And, you know, we saw the breadth of how much comment came in, engagement and approval, and even, I dare say, excitement by the county commission in the department. For the department pursuing this. And I think that's certainly more reflective of what I have seen as opposed to what's been represented anecdotally here today in earlier discussions is you know, but keep up the good work is what I'm saying. I am very, I can't thank Ashley enough for how she went about gathering comment and being so engaged with the Chaudière discussion and with the communities impacted and the neighboring landowners. So I'll go ahead and take public comment on this project. Again, it's the Killam endorsement in relation to earlier endorsements. I think we kind of already endorsed this once, but that's splitting hairs. So again, Star 9. Nick, you're up.
Commissioners, this is Nick Chivok again with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I'm extremely pleased to get to comment on what is nothing short of a legacy project. You know, this is exactly what Habitat Montana is meant for, and it shows how well this program is working. You know, I have to say we only get these kind of projects when we have three conditions in place. We have a landowner who wants to see their land become public. We have an agency that sees this fitting in it within its mission, and we have a public that speaks up for it. And we have all three of those elements here. You know, this really does follow our decades of conservation work to conserve and open up key pieces of winter range for big game as well as other wildlife. And we always like to point out that this isn't just about hunters. This land will be open for all Montanans for wildlife watching, hiking, picnicking, and other recreation. You know, this project will not only permanently protect collectively with the Chaudière up property up to 14,000 acres of prime elk winter range, it will also improve public hunting access to more than 100,000 acres of the adjoining public lands. And so again, this is a legacy project that we think our grandchildren will thank us for someday when they're enjoying some incredible elk hunting and other hunting in this area. And so we strongly endorse this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peabot. Mr. Mueller.
Yes, thank you, Chairman and Commissioners and Director Williams. Mike Mueller with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation again. I also want to just thank Region 5, Barb Beck and Ashley Taylor for all her work and on these projects and Rick Northrup and everybody, and Ken, great description on the project. Also, I want to thank the Killam family just for allowing this project to be developed a little bit further to see where it can go and giving us the opportunity for all of us to work on this, on that beautiful landscape. I've spent some time on the landscape, obviously, working with Chaudière Children's Hospital's property next door. This is incredible elk country, incredible high-quality elk and wildlife habitat, beautiful views and open space. And the mission of the Elk Foundation is to ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, and their habitat and our hunting heritage. And I think the founders of the Elk Foundation, these are the kind of projects that they envisioned, and we hope we can help in some way. And if you need our help, we'd love to bring the Elk Foundation resources to bear to be successful here. Again, everybody knows how important public access is, and I won't repeat everything Nick so eloquently said about the project, but when you have an elk population that's 900% over objective due to public access limitations, it's really a godsend to see these kind of opportunities pop up so that we can develop them with the landowners and the local governments and the neighbors and everybody there to see if we can come to a resolution to conserve this landscape and help for better elk management, not only on public lands, but private lands. We've got to bring everybody together in on that discussion. And when I read that if we were able to do these projects, we can improve and secure access to over 100,000 acres. Wow, that is just that's something to really pay attention to, because they don't come along every day. And I remember some of the past history of the Elk Foundation working with willing landowners and fish holding parks and some of our earlier WMAs years ago. When these opportunities come up, we really got to work hard to make it happen. And so I want to thank the Killam family and for fish holding parks and the commission there for considering this. And on behalf of the Elk Foundation, we hope you'll endorse the Big Snowy Mountains WMA Killam property proposal, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation would like to help in any way we could. We'd sure like to have that discussion. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Mueller. Caller commenter ending in 326.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Director Williams, again, this is Thomas Baumeister with the Montana Chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Anymore, it has become difficult to do great in our increasingly polarized landscape. Yet before the Commission today is an incredible opportunity to do just that by continuing Montana's legacy of protecting land to support wildlife and provide public access through the creation of a new wildlife management area in a region that needs it desperately. The purchase of the Killam property makes this a well-rounded and solid land project. At BHA, we cannot think of a better project to throw our support behind. It hits on all cylinders for all the right reasons. You have our full backing to move forward, and we'll stand by your side to see to it that the Big Snowy Mountains Wildlife Management Area becomes a reality, including this purchase. Thank you for your steady leadership, due diligence, and swift actions on this. And thank you to Chaudière Children's Hospital for their original vision and generosity, which got this ball rolling. This is indeed a legacy project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baumeister. Further public comment? The anticipation is overwhelming. Are we all wrapped up there, Katie?
Chair Colton, I'm seeing none.
Okay. I did get a text message from Commissioner Brower who was trying to call in but was having some struggles. He wants let everyone know he endorses this as well, and he wants to give special recognition and appreciation to Chaudière. You know, as a teacher in the Helena area, and, you know, brings up Mr. Baumeister's point as well, that, you know, this is a great part of the Chaudière legacy, such an important part of our state community, and that work that they do that, to help those that need it. So, again, even though this is killing it, we wouldn't be here probably if it wasn't for Chaudière's willingness, and we just can't thank them enough, and for all that they do. Any further comment from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, just real briefly, I think it's important on all these land projects to, as many of you have, thank the landowners, but also not just for working with the department, but also for being such great stewards of our habitat, whether it's the Southern Pines Plantation Company or Mr. Killam. All these people have taken good care of the landscape, and we can't do it without private landowners. So thank you all very much.
That's such a great point, Pat. And, you know, and Rich is so kind to let me make the motion, because we know what a challenge it is for access over there, for opportunity. And this WMA being in a kind of a more central location and able to allow opportunity for the folks of Great Falls, Bozeman, Billings, I really hope that the next commission will see the significance of this and the importance of this one. I can't think of any project in all my years, and I think it's hundreds of thousands of acres that I voted on. I can't think of one that shines as much as this one. And so thank you, Region 4 and Ashley and Barb and everybody for this. Okay, with that, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That leads us to the end of our agenda items, I believe.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I wanted to say on behalf of the Wildlife Division, I want to thank you guys for your service. I've appreciated working with all of you. I look forward to working with Commissioner McKean more, and thanks for all the time and effort you guys have put in. It's a thankless job, and you've done an awesome job at it. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Ken. And again, my rule was when the list you limit, and I forgot to acknowledge how much I've enjoyed working with you over the years. And it's been a long time. And so thank you for your consistent leadership.
Yep, thank
you. So before I call